Out of the Furnace. It's less about bare-knuckle fighting and revenge than it is about Christian Bale stoically emoting.
I like this one. It's tough. Makes me want to jump in there with you. See who walks out.
I just need the money.
Boy was always trouble.
I love him.
Ever since he was a little kid.
Come work at the mill. Nothing wrong with working for a living.
Working for a living? I gave my life for this country. And what's it done for me? Huh? What's it done for me? I'm gonna do this one last fight, and then I'll be done.
Showtime.
They haven't been able to find your brother.
They aren't gonna look for Rodney?
No. It's a whole other world up in there. The own breed of justice, and it does not include us.
This guy, he haunts those mountains.
Please don't do it.
Out of the Furnace tells the story of two brothers. The older one, Christian Bale, works in a steel factory, and the younger brother, Casey Affleck, is just back from deployment overseas, screwed up by his experiences there, unable to find a job, and desperately looking for a way to prove himself. He hopes to at least make some money by entering the world of extreme bare-knuckle fighting, but only ends up being killed by a psychotic Woody Harrelson. Christian Bale, only recently out of jail after serving a sentence for vehicular manslaughter, must now track down Harrelson in order to avenge his murdered brother. Well, here's part of my problem. It kind of felt like a 70s exploitation film.
Yep.
I mean, the basics of it, except it's got like arty pretensions to it.
Exactly right.
And it's, you know, it's trying to be stripped down and gritty and all that. I don't know. It just didn't work for me. I thought those two takes on the material actually played against each other instead of adding up to something new.
You're 100% right, my friend. All these actors who wouldn't be caught dead in a supposedly exploitation movie, and everybody thought they were Tennessee Williams, you know? The lines... There was nothing to the lines. The girl saying, I'm pregnant, but a long close-up of her and her lips quivering. But there's nothing there. If you read the script, it's just, you're absolutely right. It's just the B-movie, but you put in, like, Whitaker and Bale and Affleck and Sam Shepard. I'm pulling my hair out going, like, what the hell, you know? And the scene where Casey Affleck is in the fight, cross-cut was a scene of deer hunting. Hey, I've never seen that again before.
Well, worse than that, that was an actual kind of quotation from Deer Hunter where he doesn't shoot the deer.
I started out my New Year's resolution by wishing there were credits at the beginning of movies. I don't understand why they're not credits during the beginning of this movie, you know? A lot of steel work and stuff like that, and just, God, it's just so slow and so bad, and Bale just moping around. There's nothing I hate more than Hollywood filmmaker types thinking they can identify steel mill and small town people. It's almost an exploitation movie even without it being exploitative. You could just see it. You can just feel it. Oh, one other thing. You know what blue collar guys do in bars, you know, in these small towns? They watch the Democratic convention.
Oh, shit.
They
can't get enough of that political stuff.
Just like that.
Killing Them Softly.
Yeah, Brad Pitt movie is like, what is the point, you know? What are they trying to say?
I didn't love the movie, but I liked it. Actually, I thought the acting was really good.
I didn't say it was bad.
You didn't say it was good, you know. But I thought this was one of Christian Bale's better acting jobs. You know, that being said, the guy I had a problem with was Forrest Whitaker reincarnating Harrison Ford as Branch Rickey. That kind of bugged me to no end. And
here's the other thing about that. I guess we're supposed to swallow this, but it's like Christian Bale has this girlfriend, and then he has an accident. How much he was at fault, we're not sure. Sure, but while he's in jail, his ex-girlfriend you know, she's fairly hot. She hooks up with Whitaker.
I thought he was her father.
Well, that's what I mean. You could have left either one of those characters out at the end, because the sheriff's role could have been expanded, and then Zoe Saldana's just there as kind of a plaything, a love interest who happens to get pregnant. You know, a couple of logistics that I didn't like. Like, I didn't know there were New Jersey hillbillies, basically. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there were hillbillies in New Jersey. I thought Woody Harrelson played one of the eeriest, most psychotic, scariest characters in a movie for a while. I thought Woody was great in what he was given to do.
This did have, for me, at this point, the one most annoying single shot, where, again, a lot of the acting is kind of underplayed, and or that you don't want the full bore emotion, but towards the end, before he's going to decide what they're going to do, Christian Bale standing outside, the camera sort of looking up at him, and as he stands there emoting, the camera does a full 360 around him, so we can go, man, that is some deep, deep acting there. And to me, the one scene I really couldn't buy, because they didn't deal with it enough realistically. At one point, Bale's younger brother comes to him, and he does the flip-out scene where he goes, you know, you don't know what it was like over there. You don't know what I saw. I had to carry my friend's body parts around with me. And then that's it. It was so obligatory, it made my head hurt. This was a film that was trying so hard to make Bale the nice guy, because it's like, he gets home, and he starts fixing up the house. And so not only do we have to watch him, like, chip away the old paint and then repaint the place and get everything better, that has to be cross-cut with his younger brother making stupid decisions about going to fight and things like that. It's like the cross-cutting in this film was so obvious, I thought it really hurt it a lot. If they just shown, here he is doing the house, here he is going to go to the fight, would have seemed more honest and direct. Just tell your story. If you got faith in your character, then you got some good actors here. Just believe in them and tell the story. You don't need to rely on stuff like that.
Now, see, I disagree with Steve. I thought Woody was, I mean, he did manage to be menacing in some scenes, but it was just bullshit menacing. And as for Sam Shepard, go back to the theater, my God. Write a play, you know?
You know, I'm not thrilled about Sam, but I gotta say, I don't have the hate on for him you seem to have.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was okay. You know, it's like a small role.
He's this and Mud, it's the same character, you know?
I mean, it was a nothing role, and he did okay with it.
He's got to make house payments like everyone else.
And the other thing is, I thought it was about bare-knuckle fighting, but it isn't. It turns into a drug movie, you know?
From the trailer, and that's not the movie's fault, you get the sense that Christian Bale's going to go into this underworld of bare-knuckle fighting. Basically, what it comes down to is, he kind of sends a message, Woody Harrelson shows up, and he shoots him in the back a couple of times, which might be a more realistic ending, but I didn't find super satisfying. And then this poor guy named Dan gets shot and killed for no reason. So
from the trailer, what I got was a revenge film, and I always told you that.
Yeah, well, it was always a revenge film.
It wasn't like Hard Times. That was a bare knuckles film. Right from the get-go, it was a revenge film. At no point did I ever think they were going to focus on bare knuckles fighting. Two things I want to say. One, I love William Dafoe.
No, you know, I did like William Dafoe.
I thought he was one, he's
a non-William Dafoe kind of role. He was creepy, but that's not
right,
what it was
about.
Right,
but he's one of my favorite character guys. But I will say this. Basically, you leave a lifestyle, you go to the army, you come back to the same lifestyle. I don't want to hear again, what has this country ever done
for
me?
Yeah, what did it ever do for me?
So that'll be my next year New Year's Revolution, if I hear that one more time.
But I just a little more on Defoe. It's like
he's
the one guy
actor,
who has any perspective
ever.
In the film. He's reasonable. He's trying to do the right thing, but he's up against a lot of bad past decisions too. And I thought, man, I'd have rather seen a movie about him. Actually, him and Christian Bale. I thought he was a very but his buddy Dan gets shot for no reason at the end of the film.
That was such a horrible scene because Christian Bale is like a hunter, so he basically sets a trap for Woody Harrelson and he prepares everything. He sabotages the truck. He does it all because he leaves this poor guy to be killed. That was, you know, this guy gets killed for no reason.
That's what I mean. So I thought part two might be Bale gets out of jail, but now Dan's relatives are coming for him. Hey, show up at the bar. Okay. Wait, this seems familiar.
I'm sorry. Just a really bad, patience-wearing film.